on 3AW and across Victoria. This is Tom Elliott's.
All right, now on to something a little bit different, but it's made me angry, and I think it'll make you angry when you hear about it. Now, it is alleged that the Australian Education Union is in some sort of funding dispute with the federal government about school funding. And what they're doing as part of, well, it's not quite strike action, but let's call it industrial action. They're refusing to teach the approved way of English, for example, which is the phonics method now. So the phonics method is the new old method. It's sounding words out. It's reciting the alphabet. It's you know, helping kids learn how to read in a way that we all used to do, and that's when literacy levels were a lot higher in Australia. For quite a while now, phonics has been replaced by the so-called whole word method, where young kids are supposed to just look at a word and just instantaneously know what it is. And most teachers say that's not the right way to go. Anyway, the Australian Education Union is apparently or allegedly refusing to teach the phonics method, so it's using the less effective whole word method because of this funding dispute. They're effectively putting their own interests in their funding dispute ahead of the interests of students they are teaching. Our next guest is Secretary of the Teachers Professional Association of Australia, Edward Schuller. Good morning.
Hey, Tom. Great to be on the show.
Now, have I got this right? Is that what the Australian Education Union, which is, I know is not your union, but is that what they're doing? They're refusing to teach the approved way of teaching because they've got a funding dispute?
Correct. Yeah. So the AEU, the Australian Education Union, they're putting the needs of students right at the very back. They're putting them last. And basically, they're continuing to denigrate our education system. So, I mean, we've heard them try and explain it. They're trying to position the ban as them prioritising teachers. But even if that were the case, they wouldn't be actively degrading the education system, which is what they're doing.
Does the AEU acknowledge that, like when it comes to teaching English, that phonics is a superior method to the so-called whole word approach?
I don't know. You'd probably have to ask them. I mean, we believe at the TPAA that phonics are absolutely critical and they're a key part of getting back to basics and lifting education standards, which everyone can see have dropped. And they've dropped under the stewardship of the AEU basically controlling our education system for the best part of, you know, two or three decades.
Mm. See, when I was young and watching my daughter learn how to read, and we did a lot of that at home with her, but the way they teach it in her school was very different to the way I was taught, and it's the same with maths. Like, there's not the recitation of times tables anymore, even though that to me is key to maths, and reciting the alphabet, sounding out words. So it has changed. But I find it extraordinary that in a form of industrial action, the interests of students would be put behind the interests of teachers.
Yeah, well, I mean, personally, I think that the AU are afraid of getting back to basics because it will expose just how badly they've essentially run our education system over the past few decades. I think it'll show just how wasteful their insane ideologies and bureaucratic messes have been, and it will expose just how warped an organisation that the AEU has become. Because, like I said, if they were true about prioritising teachers, they wouldn't be using their members' money on political campaigns like Voice or climate change or even the pro-Palestinian cause. So education... The frustrating thing is, Tom, education doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be beholden to the AEU. And we at the TPAA do have a solution for all this.
And what is the solution?
Well, we have to go local. So our Go Local campaign, invite anyone, any of your listeners to give us a call or look at the website, tpaa.redunion.com.au. Our Go Local campaign shares a vision for what quality education will look like, and it's achieved by decentralising the schooling system. So it returns power back to local schooling communities where we would have locally elected boards, equal parent and teacher representation with a principal as the head, and they will be able to then, parents will then be able to have a say over where their child goes, and that means principals and teachers would be accountable to parents, not to faceless bureaucrats.
But would that mean that, for example, in the state school system, that even if you didn't live in a certain school's catchment zone, you could send your student there because you thought it was a better school?
Correct. That's the key part of this. The key part would be adopting a voucher system where funding follows the student, not the school, which again means teachers and principals are incentivised to do a good job because parents could move their children to better performing schools. We think that parents should be able to hold teachers and principals accountable. And our teacher members say that the good teachers want to be held accountable. They want to do a good job and they're motivated to. But at the moment, that's just currently not the case. And everyone can look at the current system, which is run by the AU, and say, OK, things aren't working, student results are plummeting, but no one seems to be willing to talk about the hard solutions. Can, okay. can I give you an example, Tom?
Sure.
For every two teachers in Victoria, there's one bureaucrat. In a functioning system, it should be 10 teachers to one bureaucrat. That's what it is in France and a number of other systems. So Victoria is actually one of the worst states in Australia. It wouldn't come as a surprise to you for bureaucratic waste. And I know that Ben Carroll says, oh, teacher numbers are high, but what he's referring to are the number of Department of Education Victoria employees that there are, which are, you know, 50% of them are essentially bureaucrats.
Well, that is an issue. It's the same sort of thing in most militaries where, you know, the ratio between, you know, soldiers at the hard edge, you know, those who are actually fighting a battle versus the number of soldiers in the rear. All right. Thank you, Edward Schuller there, Secretary of the Teachers Professional Association of Australia. 1-3-6-9-3, mornings at 3aw.com.au. Look, it's a complex area, but there has been a debate in general in education about how best to teach children. And all the states and territories have agreed that, particularly when it comes to English, that we need to go back to the phonics method, the sounding out of words, the reciting of the alphabet, the pronunciation of letters, all that sort of thing. That is the best way to teach kids. And it is the way that people of my generation were taught and generations before. And it just seems the AEU, because it's in dispute with the government, is refusing to do that. 1-3-6-9-3, mornings at 3aw.com.au at 19 past 10.